Good morning, everyone. Glad to see you all here. Have you ever caught yourself being short? I know I have caught myself being short towards other people. Usually it's because I find something offensive that they did at the time, and I become short with them. Later, if I think about it, a lot of the time, the thing that I became made a big deal over was just some little thing in reality. Then I am embarrassed over the way that I have behaved. How can we fix this problem of short suffering? By practicing long suffering. Bear the fruit of long suffering. Long suffering is defined as the long and patient endurance of offense. Who has this quality? We'll see that God has this. God is long-suffering. If you will, please turn to Exodus 34. Exodus 34, and we'll begin in verse 6. Now this here is referring to right after Moses broke the Ten Commandments, and he's going back up. He has to write them, get the tablets, rewrite the tablets to bring down again. Exodus 34 and verse 6. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquities and transgressions and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation. So here we see that God is long-suffering. Also, if you will, turn to Numbers 14. Numbers 14 and in verse 11. This is right after they sent the scouts out into the promised land, and the ten came back with the bad report, and the people refused to enter the promised land. So Numbers 14, verse 11. Then the Lord said to Moses, how long will these people reject me? How long will they not believe me? With all the signs which I have performed among them, I will strike them with pestilence and disinherit them, and I will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they. And Moses said to the Lord, the Egyptians will hear it, for by your might you brought these people up from among them, and they will tell it to their inhabitants of this land that they have heard that you, Lord, are among these people, that you, Lord, are seen face to face. And your cloud stands above them, and you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Now, if you kill these people as one man, then the nations which have heard of your fame will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring these people into the land which the Lord swore to give to them, therefore, he killed them in the wilderness. And now, I pray, let the power of the Lord be great, just as you have spoken, saying. Notice verse 18. The Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiving the iniquity of transgressions, but he by no means clears the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation. Now here we see just how long-suffering God is. Even when he was at the point where he was ready to wipe out the majority of the Israelites and start over with Moses, Moses reminded God of what he spoke in the past of his long-suffering, and even then he was long-suffering. So God is long-suffering. How do we obtain long-suffering? How do we obtain it? Through the gift of the gift of the Holy Spirit given by God. Long-suffering is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. If you will, please turn to Galatians 5. I'm sure you've all read this before. In Galatians 5, we'll begin in verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. So here we see that one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is long-suffering. And that is how we, through that Holy Spirit, is how we obtain it. You may ask yourself, what makes long-suffering so important? Well, one of the things that makes long-suffering important is that it is a key to good relationships. If you will, turn with me to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4, and we'll begin in verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you were called, with all lowliness, gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So here we see that long suffering is a key for good relationships between our fellow man. Also, this is reinforced in Colossians 3. Colossians 3 and verse 12. Colossians 3 and verse 12, it says, therefore the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. These two scriptures show how long-suffering is the key to good relationships between our fellow man. Now, if you will, please come with me to 2 Peter 3. We'll look at a different, how long-suffering applies to a different type of relationship. 2 Peter 3. And we'll begin in verse 14. 2 Peter 3:14. But even if you should suffer for the righteousness' sake, oh, I'm on 1 Peter. Excuse me. Second Peter 3:14. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. And consider that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. So here we see that long suffering is also an important part of our relationship between God the Father and us. In conclusion, God is long suffering. Long suffering is a fruit of the Holy Spirit through which we obtain it. And long suffering is a key to good relationships, not only between us and our fellow man, but also between us and our Father. Don't forget to bear the fruit of long suffering.